The Coast Guard has assumed responsibility for the cleanup of a 158-foot derelict boat in the Seldovia Harbor. The Husky II, a World War II-era vessel, has been moored in the Seldovia Harbor for more than 5 years. Its engines aren't working, and Coast Guard spokeswoman Sarah Francis says after a recent inspection, it was determined that the boat is an imminent threat to the environment and public health and safety. In December, the Coast Guard sent a letter to the Husky II's owner asking that he develop a plan to remove the hazardous materials and encircle the vessel with boom. The owner provided a vague and incomplete plan and didn't respond to the boom request. So now Francis says the Coast Guard is assuming the cleanup responsibility.
Well, the cleanup will involve removing the diesel and water mixture that's currently on board in the fuel tank, as well as dealing with a variety of lube and hydraulic oils in the lines on board. There's also a number of drums and other containers that contain unknown substances that will have to be removed and disposed of properly.
The Coast Guard is working closely with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, the City of Seldovia, and cleanup contractor Alaska Shadow. Seldovia City Manager Tim Dillon says the city tried to get the owner to take responsibility several times before going to the Coast Guard.
The owner is not a resident of Seldovia, and the last several city managers have tried. So that's why we engaged the Coast Guard in order to assist us to try and get this cleaned up between the Coast Guard and the Department of Conservation to try and make sure things are taken care of.
Francis says more than $26,000 has been spent on cleanup efforts so far, but it's expected to cost more than $450,000 to complete. Francis says cleanup is being funded by Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund, which was established by Congress with the Oil Pollution Act of 1990. There is a possibility that the owner could end up paying some of the cleanup costs. Neither Francis nor Dillon could provide the name of the Husky II's owner.